Jason, what's going on in Mitt Romney's home state? It seems like another story where people just don't like him.
Well, the fundamental problem with Mitt Romney is what happens when people get to know him. And people know Mitt Romney in Michigan, and what they know most about him isn't that his dad was a three-term governor there or that he was born there. What they know about Mitt Romney is that he was against saving their auto industry in 2008.
Yeah, and that is something that in that state is unforgivable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there are some people, it's weird, there is a strong minority of Republicans there who are against the bailout. But there are a majority of Republicans in Michigan who are for the bailout. There are a majority of Republicans in Michigan who liked the Clint Eastwood ad.
Yeah.
If we hadn't had the auto bailout, and if Obama hadn't gone back in and put an investment stake in the auto companies and forced them to restructure, it's not that we wouldn't have an auto industry. I don't think we'd have Michigan. We would have had to sell it off for parts.
Well, yeah, and you know that ad that you mentioned, I mean, this is some of the audio from that. It's something that really resonated with a lot of people, and I think even resonated with people on both sides of the aisle.
What's true about them is true about all of us. This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah. It's halftime, America, and our second half's about to begin.
All right, so is the second half starting in Michigan? Can Mitt Romney make up for this?
Well, of course, because his opponent is Rick Santorum. You know, Mitt Romney can outspend him, and when it comes down to it, Rick Santorum is a deeply creepy man. And this is someone who doesn't believe, one, that Obama is really a Christian or an American. He doesn't believe that women should be having sex, even in a responsible way. He thinks that the only way you should have sex is in a marriage for procreation, and which kind of explains why he has seven kids. So, yes, Mitt Romney has a chance.
No.
But the problem is no one really likes him.
Yeah, well, and isn't that the trick in politics? Is that, you know, when you get past all the numbers, when you get past you know all of the sort of high-minded discussions that people have about all of this stuff, a lot of it comes down to do people like you? It really is a popularity contest.
Yeah, it's a friends-making business, and you want to end up with more than the other guy. Every poll, though, on Mitt Romney shows that the longer voters are exposed to Mitt Romney, the less they actually like him. The only reason he's still in this race is because people perceive that he would have a better chance against Barack Obama. Yeah. But every time that man opens his mouth, you know, he says something fundamentally silly, like he likes to fire people, or we should let the housing market go to the bottom. You know, he can't help himself from talking like a billionaire when people are just trying to be thousandaires again.
Okay. All right. Jason Stanford. Check him out. JasonStanford.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.